Trust it. What is this email about me raping you?
Okay, I've changed terminology because I've come to terms with what it was. And let me step out into the other room really quick so that we can talk. But yeah, it's where I'm at. And I appreciate you talking. We can yell this out for a little while, actually. Because I'm not in a position to say things that are going to get you in trouble, but I do appreciate that you're going to talk this out with me. So, do you have anything else you want to say, or do you want to let me take over?
You probably better take over.
Okay. This isn't a deflection, but do you remember when I mentioned that I didn't think that you were a narcissist, and you kind of looked at me like I said something bizarre, and, You were right to look at me that way. I wasn't accounting for the fact that someone could be autistic and narcissistic at the same time. Now, where I'm getting the autism from is something that I've never explicitly told you. I'm not bothering with the technical terms for these deformities, but your deaf and deformed left ear, problematic jaw and bite, asymmetrical features with the occasionally visibly protruding mass on the left side of, or I think it's the left side of your neck, are all correlated with a high likelihood of autism, especially when a person presents with more than one of these features at the same time. Basically, they're leftover gestational deformities that occurred early on in your gestation process. So, I mean, basically, that's part of why we look a little bit alike, is that you're visibly autistic. And so, I figured that someone could not be struggling with the affliction of narcissism, so to speak, and autism at the same time, and I was totally wrong. And so, in taking stock, my opinion has changed, and like I said, I would bring these things to you, and so I'm bringing it to you, and so you should know that, you know, all cards are on the table, is that I give you more credit, and that my opinion has changed. The rape term comes from the fact that it really wasn't consensual, and the way that it affected me was like that. You know, it was as a rape. And
what was not consensual?
Hello?
What was not consensual?
The second time in the morning. Actually go out to my car because
you're talking about when you were standing masturbating in my den or something else.
That was the third time. Do you recall? Because you may have been fucked up. You know what? You may have been fucked up. But the thing is that we definitely need to talk it out because, you know, there are very negative effects and, you know, one of the most
You're saying that I raped you in the morning, and then you just suddenly realized that at some point in the last couple of months, and that same day masturbated in my den.
Yes.
Okay.
All of this is true. All of this is true.
And where were we when I raped you?
Your bed. Do you recall this?
No, I don't recall engaging in any rape ever.
Okay. Do you recall me being upset in the morning and asking what had happened and multiple times that I asked for, you know, what had happened, did you get off, what was that, and that I was very wound up and upset?
Yeah, I mean, I remember you being wound up and upset for most of that visit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so do you recall now... The thing is that I was passed out during periods of this, but do you recall holding me down with your hands on my thighs in your bed?
No.
Okay. So you don't have any recollection, or you're denying it. And so, and I'm going to have to take your word for it if we're going to make any progress at all in this conversation. So, were you very fucked up? You complained of a headache. I know I was.
No, I was never that fucked up. I didn't drink that much.
Okay. So you didn't have a hangover?
I don't, probably not, no.
Okay. I recall you complaining of having some degree of a hangover that morning. You know, you said you had a hangover, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. All right. So you do not have memory. Do you remember me being in your bed on the window side of your bed at all?
Vaguely, yes.
Okay. Do you remember, basically, what I remember is I remember going to bed and that we had talked about, you know, play and stuff like that, but that we had not discussed having sex in the morning. And I was very drunk. I, you know, had to get very drunk in order to lay down. And at that point, I was excited. And I laid down, and I can't say how long it was, but I think it was about two and a half hours. My next memory is sunshine in my face, and I'm struggling, kind of lifting up with my right side, and I'm on my side, and you're behind me, and I was crying, kind of like a baby, like not like in a accusatory way or anything. I was just crying like a baby. And then I remember being in your kitchen, kind of pacing and talking at a million miles per hour. Where does your memory sync up with that?
I don't remember any of this. I remember us having sex several times over about a 24-hour period when you came over.
Okay. Can I ask you a question? Is your memory about stuff like this, for whatever reason, kind of fuzzy typically?
No, I have no history whatsoever of failing to remember important things. I also have no particular memory or record of engaging in non-consensual sexual behavior ever.
Okay. So this is something that you don't remember. How many times would you say that we had sex? Well, how about sexual activity, including masturbating in your den?
I don't know.
So how many sexual activity events? You don't know. Okay. So you don't have memory problems, but you can't recall how many times we got down.
Yes, I don't remember the thing 4 months ago exactly how many. It wasn't that, you know, it's not something that really registers on my mind.
Right. Okay. So it just, you did not remember it. All right. Well, what I recall very specifically is, of course, the first one, completely consensual. The second time, and I can only assume that you were having sex. Well, you were having sex with me, but it wasn't, I'm not using good terms here. You were having sex with me in the bed, and I cried, and then I remember being very embarrassed and, like, apologizing profusely, saying I was lying to myself, and then asking you if there was anything I could do to adjust. You said, you know, just quiet down, calm down, or something, and I said, awesome. And I tried my best, and then, yes, I masturbated around you in your den. So that's what I recall, is I recall three sexual activity events. And I might say sex for the purpose of just this discussion, but that doesn't mean that I'm trying to make the third thing that I'm accounting for any bigger than it was. But it was sexual activity, obviously. There was even a little bit of touching. So at that point, you know, it's sexual activity. So that's what I recall. And you do not recall these specific events?
I recall the first event when you came over originally, and I recall the next day. I do recall that we had sex between those two times, probably a couple times, but I don't remember anything about raping you. I surely don't remember you ever expressing lack of consent all of a sudden in the point of that activity. And it doesn't sound like you right. remember that either. Did you ever say, no, you're and raping me, stop?
I sure didn't, Barrett.
Okay.
I sure didn't. In fact, what I did was, all I recall is waking up kind of whining and crying like a baby and then being in the kitchen, pacing and embarrassed. I did not say, hey, you raped me. In fact, I did literally everything I could to define it.
Do you remember the long conversation we had that night that kind of embarrassed you?
About me facing the fact that I touched children as part of understanding, you know, yep. my process and healing. Yeah, I do remember that. Although I was, maybe you could say, feeling emotionally vulnerable or whatever, and I wanted to tell you that too. I just, that was something that I do not share with many people. And so I wanted you to know that, you know, no matter what, it's not a monstrosity. You know what I mean? Like, and so we had some different ethics on it, I think. I don't know exactly what it, the conversation didn't exactly, you know, end with a great resolution. Very few things in life do, but I think that we had some different ethics on it, and that I sort of sensed that maybe, you know, you didn't understand where I was coming from, or that, you know, more likely you had a different perspective on it that you, on, you know, these kinds of compulsions that you didn't go into. And so, yeah, I absolutely remember talking about that. And, you know, that wasn't what upset me. What upset me, and I was wound up. I mean, I was in an extremely vulnerable place in my life, as you understood. At least I'm not homeless now. You know, homeless people are pretty wound up when they get indoors. Bear in mind that, you know, I wasn't regularly getting things like a bed or access to a kitchen or things like that. You know, just some of my basic needs I was not able to care for at that point. So I was wound up for reasons that did not have to do with you. So no, I did not say stop. And then afterwards, I didn't say, wait, hold on, we need to talk about it. I think this is rape. And this is part of why I've now become comfortable with using the term rape in this perspective, because let's say that there's, for our purposes here, there's two kinds of rape. There's rape, the accusation that is an allegation that leads to a crime, leads to reporting, right? There's that kind of rape. And then there's rape, which is like where consent was not worked out, and someone was not able to give consent, and there was a negative impact, okay? And so when I'm using rape here, I'm specifically talking about the fact that I did not consent to the second time. I consented to the concept of it weeks prior.
The concept of what?
Not what we discussed. I'm sorry?
The concept of what? What did you consent to weeks prior?
What do you recall? I'll tell you what I remember consenting to, but I think that it's understood between the two of us that I consented to being in your bed. I consented to sleep play. I consented to taking Benadryl to knock myself out. Do you recall this?
No, I don't necessarily recall that. I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm not saying we didn't say that. I don't remember anything about you taking Benadryl.
Okay, because not everything is remembered all the time, of course. It was just one thing. And I'm one of these weird people, if I don't get fucked up, my memory is beyond sharp as a tack. I'm like a fucking elephant, Barrett. It's quite the bird. And you can tell. And so, anyway, I do recall indicating that I would be interested in having you dominate like
okay.
that.
Okay.
What I think went wrong is that I came over, we definitely discussed the bath, we did all of that, we did that fine, whatever. And then the next morning, you didn't say, we didn't go to bed and say, hey, I'm going to get you in the morning, or looking forward to it, or whatever, you know what I mean? Or like, whatever, you said that the sex was fine, but like, you didn't say like, hey, morning, you I genuinely didn't expect that you would do that. And here's actually where the problem is. So my preference, and this preference, and you know, whatever, this isn't exactly a linear discussion here, but my preference would have been to have been aware whether or not I was fucked up. I would have liked to have been around for it. I did not want to be passed out. So there was obviously no consent exchanged while I was completely passed out in your bed. And there was no consent exchanged the night before, weeks before, nothing about that, okay? And I think that I do bruise easily, but at the same time, I must have been held down. I remember being held down, you know, I must have been held down. And so what I did mentally was I did not want to admit to myself that I put us in a situation where, for whatever reason, you'd hurt me. And I didn't want to see you, you know, because of the admiration. And I'm going to go ahead, you know, I'm going to go ahead and say, because of the infatuation and the passion, there was no way that I wanted to see myself as not in control and consenting or equal in that. And so I also don't want to get you in trouble. I know that it's less of your concern and that in many ways going to jail is not bad business. but at the same time, I wanted it to be something that I was able to experience too, which is why in that time since then, I've asked so many times, what happened? What happened? Did you get off? What happened? Because, you know, if I made all that effort to come out there and see you while I was dealing with some other stuff and really should have been focused on the other stuff, and I got to see you anyway, and you were going into a new phase of life anyway, you weren't going to be available for whatever reasons, and I kind of sensed that. I would have wanted to be around. I didn't want to admit that I had been sort of cheated out of that opportunity to consent and be mentally present. That's where the use of the rape here term is actually accurate. It's because one does not need, and I know that this isn't something you are studied on, you're not into this kind of literature in particular, and you've spent a lot of the past decade in prison. So it's not your job to know this. And I had to look this up, dude. I'm, you know, a 30-year-old sex worker, and I found myself looking up the definition of rape many times, like this winter, trying to understand what it really was. And so if there's no consent, and if, you know, consent does not have to be revoked, it's hard to explain, but basically you brought up a good point when you said, you know, you didn't say, hey, stop. That doesn't make it rape. Basically, it has to do with overpowering another person and taking sex from them when they're either not consenting or can't consent. Does that make sense?
I'm sure it makes sense to you.
And where does it not make sense to you?
I mean, I'm not gonna debate you about it. Look, here's the deal. Best way to go forward with this is you could believe, you know, you take the situation and consider it however you would like to. As again, I don't recall raping you. I certainly don't recall.
Okay.
I don't recall raping anybody. I've never been accused of even approaching non-consensual behavior before in my entire life. This is something you've just seemed to have just decided upon recently. And it sounds like you're putting it into a play.
Hey, do you remember how I was whacking out and, like, really struggling for a while? You know? That's kind of like...
Okay, look,
kind of the
I'm just not going to discuss it with you. Now, if you want to go out and say I raped you, you know, obviously go ahead. I'm going to have my own different explanation of what happened based on the larger picture here. So I don't have time to go into a long thing with you about this. I just don't. I've got a lot of shit going on. Frankly, I'm astonished. I'm astonished to receive these messages from you that I'd raped you.
Okay.
Which is again is, you know, I'm a cold person. Now, so it's generally pretty much the opposite of rape is the general accusation I get. So.
I'm sorry. Please slow down just a little bit, Barrett.
Look, I'm just talking. I'm not going to talk to you about this anymore. You know, okay. I would just remind you that obviously I'm doing important things that matter to me and a lot of people a lot. If you, for some reason, have decided that you want to think of that as rape, and you want to put that out publicly, that's certainly your right. That's all I'm going to tell you. So I'm going to go now. Okay.
Okay.